I would like to now see if there are any questions from what you have taken up this morning. And in the workshop, I will do a quick question and answer session, and then we will chant all together and then give you a little pause before the evening program, which starts the late. We have two evenings programs. This is the early evening program, and then the little later evening program, I think, starts at 8:15. Am I correct? 8:15? Dobro. So let us see. Do you have any questions? This is your time. It's difficult after Krishna Leela, no? So we, oh, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yes, here was one question from our guest. Your good name? Nilkant Prabhu. Yes, let us see if there are other questions. Yes, what is your good name? Krishnakanta. Oh, two Kants. We have Nilkant and Krishnakant. Yes. Yes, Nilkant. Yes, yes, yes. Very good question. I will repeat it for the recordings. Should the 16 round be completed in one go, or can you distribute it over the day? It is ideal to complete to do a maximum amount of rounds, and if you can do 16, it's good. But when you are in Grihastha ashram and you work, like I believe you are, then you can distribute them throughout the day. Here is how Prabhupada chanted his rounds when he was in Grihastha ashram. He chanted 4 rounds before each meal, 4 rounds before breakfast, 4 rounds before lunch, 4 rounds before, I believe it's supper. Is it supper or dinner? Dinner, yeah, dinner, and then 4 rounds before going to bed. The idea is when you sit down to chant during the day, I recommend to you the simple centering exercise, so that you are there and you are not with the difficult arrangement in the day. You just sit down and you pray to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, I have forgotten you for so many long years in this material world. Now I'm approaching you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me." When you have to distribute your rounds through the day, the danger that you are too much involved in what happened, you know. Maybe you have just given an order to send $1 million to from one account to another, like that, and you are still, will it work, will it work, will it work? You know, I'm saying something which is unlikely here, but you know, that's why we like to chant rounds in one go, because then we are not interrupted with so many thoughts. So if you have to distribute them, it's good if you do a little bit centering exercise, huh? A prayer, for instance. Yes, Krishna Kata. Krishna Kanta has heard when one chants the holy name, the taste increases as you chant, but I don't feel that. Yeah, is there a way to make the taste increase? Yes, the taste will always... taste in our language is rasa, and it happens in a relationship. Have you ever felt that in friendly or loving relationships there's some very good taste coming in the heart? You feel, oh, I don't want to be anywhere else than now in this discussion with this friendly person. So if you want your taste to increase, you must make a relationship with Krishna. If you chant and you don't make a relationship with Krishna, the taste decreases and does not increase. And after some time, it becomes tiresome and boring to chant. So the way to make a relationship with Krishna is, Jiva Goswami says, to meditate about the meaning of the name. The meaning of the holy name is very simple. Please accept me in your service. And it very much corresponds to this very, very nice prayer from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the devotee says, my dear Lord, I have forgotten you since so many long years in this material world. Please engage me in your service. Make a relationship with a person whose name you are chanting, and the taste will come. Mm-hmm. Yes, what is your good name again? Petra, and then what's our Hong Kong Mataji? What? Laura. Sounds so European. Nora? Nora. That's also European, yeah. I thought we would hear a proper Chinese name. Oh. Xing Wang Lui. Yes, Petra.
I would like to ask, unattentive chanting, I heard that there's almost no advancement at all. Of course, that is the reason to join the Japa retreat, to protect against completely unattentive chanting. But is that true, that we have no advancement in spiritual life?
I have been severely criticized for always saying that you must chant attentively, and there is now a counter movement in the Hare Krishna movement which says about of Japa and Kirtan, you can also chant inattentively. And here's the argument of the counter movement. When Ajamil chanted, he chanted the name of Narayan, and he said he didn't think of the original Narayan. He was thinking of his son. And we know from the purport, when Krishna heard when Lord Narayan heard the chanting of Ajamil, he thought, well, he chants my name. I must do something to save him. And he sent the Vishnu Dutas to bring him back home, back to Godhead. So this is the argument of the counter movement of attentive chanting. And there is a good weight to this argument. Yes, it is true. Krishna is very merciful to the devotees who chant even unattentively his holy name. Krishna is just very, very merciful. It is said that one of his qualities is gratefulness. But you know, when the devotee, so that is true, and we should not forget this merciful nature of Krishna. But you know, when we love someone or when we want to serve someone, you know, the normal feeling is, let me be attentive to this person, let me not ignore him. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadambini, he says, when a servant becomes inattentive to his master, the master will maintain the servant, although the servant has become inattentive to him, but he will only maintain him so that he stays alive. When the master, however, sees that a servant really wants to serve him, then he will give him entrance into his beautiful house. So, yes, Ajamil chanted Narayan's name, but he only went back to Vaikuntha at the end. We want to serve the Lord of love, and therefore we want to be attentive to him. At least try. There is a very interesting description which gives a lot of sense to me about this Ajamil phenomena. That, you know, this man chanted at the time of death. You know, he was there. Imagine this. He was there. He was dying. I don't know if you have ever died. If you remember dying, you have all done this before. You are expert in dying. You have gone through many life forms before you got the human form of life. And he was just dying. And his sons and everyone was around his deathbed. But Narayan, small little Narayan, the little boy, was like a boy, a little foolish, you know. He couldn't understand what was happening to his father. So because the father always loves the smallest, you know, the small children have this attractive shakti in them. He called out, Narayan, look at me here, don't play, you know, this is serious here, you know. And it is one great soul. I heard this in a lecture of Bhakti Vigyan Goswami. He comments like this. So he was chanting Narayan, and then he could see his little boy, who, you know, children have no idea what death is. When a child sees the dead grandpa, he says, Grandpa is sleeping, no? And then the parents cry and explain, no, he's dead. He's sleeping, no? This is how he looked many times before when he was sleeping. They don't have an idea of what is death. So Narayan couldn't understand, the boy Narayan couldn't understand. So Ajamil, this is what Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj quoted. He is a big scholar. Ajamil began to understand, this, my boy Narayan cannot help me. But there is a real Narayan. I used to worship him when I was a good student in the Gurukul. I used to chant his stutis and stavas. So slowly, Ajamil's mind turned from the boy Narayan to the Lord Narayan, because he understood no help comes from this boy. He's playing around like a little fool. So as he chanted, Narayan, my God, Narayan, I forgot Narayan, I became a thief, a murderer, a gangster, Narayan, you know, he really went into a regretful mood and started to chant with some feeling of connecting to Narayan. And then Narayan thought, my God, he's really meaning me here. I better send my Vishnu Dutas. So this makes a strong case, this perspective, of that yes, even Narayan, who is, even Ajamil, who is the acharya of non-attentive chanting, in the end had a reformation, a turn in mind, you know. And it is logical as you hear it, but... what is said in the scriptures of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, let us now get on safe ground. When you chant the holy name inattentively, it's called Namabhasa. Namabhasa means the shadow of the holy name. And there are 8 benefits which are not purely spiritual when you chant the shadow. One is you're protected from bad horoscope, bad planetary influences. The second is your material desires will be fulfilled. It's a benefit. and six other such benefits. But we as Vaishnavas who are on the path of back home, back to Vrindavan, we don't think these are really benefits we want to aspire after. So therefore, from the strict Vaishnava perspective, we say there is not much benefit. But there is some benefit, and it's better you chant inattentively than not at all. Yeah. So the opposing side has a good case. There is some benefit. We can say it like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your good name?
My name is Manasi.
Manasi Ganga, yes. Sorry, I'm always making up names. Manasi, what can we do for you? Abu Nityananda, Panchatattva, yeah. It was this morning, but everything goes so fast here that we forget yesterday or this morning, yes.
So, I want to ask, when you say how much importance is Guru, and I'm in giving ability to chant. Prabhupada came and he gave this mantra to the Western world, and we are able to chant. So
how important is the role of Guru? This will be the last answer to the last question. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written one work, it's called Harinam Chintamani, and there he explains that when we chant, we should invite our Guru Maharaj to be next to us. He says we should give him a foot bath, because he has walked a long time, offer him a seat, and give him a glass of water. Then we should do an abhishek and offer him a fresh set of clothes, and then start our chanting with him at the side. Why? Well, we cannot chant so well alone because we lack devotional feelings. But an acharya like Srila Prabhupada is full of devotional feelings, and when we chant in his association, we feel, even though we are lame and blind spiritually, some shakti comes into us. It's called, there is even shakti sanchar is a Sanskrit word. It means the great soul can give us and empower us with some shakti which is necessary to walk on the spiritual path, even though we are lame and ill-advised. So in the association of great souls, chanting is easier. I think you have experienced this today when we had this wonderful japa session where you were really differently chanting than I saw you before. I'm speaking of the 1 to 2 o'clock japa session. Because in the association of devotees, it's much easier to chant. Therefore, kirtan is often much easier than japa. In kirtan, each one of us mirrors their devotional feelings and the combined light of 20 mirrors becomes brilliant and effulgent and simply empowering. So therefore, we always search for devotional empowerment, either from Sadhu Sangha, where we do kirtan, or when we do japa, we chant before a great soul like Srila Prabhupada. And we invite him mentally into our association. That's also what you see here in Radhadesh. In the morning, we chant with Srila Prabhupada. That's the idea. In some temples, we have a soft japa tape of Srila Prabhupada running along, Hare Krishna, Krishna, like that. And usually Prabhupada gets a beback on his hand, and the idea is that we now chant in his association. You know, when you are in the association of someone who has controlled his passions, you also begin to control your own passions. It's natural. It's good. So therefore, the association of great souls in Kirtan and in Japa is desirable, very desirable. Hare Krishna. Oh, Nora, yes, Nora, please ask your question. Yes, there, Nora says, you said we should relate to Krishna as we chant, but there are so many relationships to Krishna. Which one is for me the right one without sentimental speculation? Hare Krishna. This is answered in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the basis of each relationship is given. It's service. The gopis want to serve Krishna, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, the Sakas and the servants of Krishna, all simply want to serve Krishna. So in this world, we do not yet know what is our specific rasa, but what we can do is we can start with service and we will never go wrong. It will always be a foundational mood which is there in all the other rasas. Yes? So the service done in Japa is, you think, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. Thank you very much. I want to close this question and answer session and ask Nilamani to just close this. We will chant for minutes together here in the temple room, then you will have a pause for about of half an hour, and then I request you to all come, if possible, to the evening kirtan before Radha Gopinath. And as you chant, remember Krishna Balaram at the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni and learning the different forms of art. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Krishna.